February 26, 2020, it's a Lot Pedro Show.
ship. We weren't anywhere near ready for this. Listen, little one, to what I say. Please forget I said it's not okay. We sang, ships in, run down to the field. Blind will see, the sick will heal. Ships in, everybody, dance and sing. Rejoice for the wonders it will bring. It will bring. And our nation's all on the mind. Cricket shows in the line. Thousand pairs of balls escape. None can take us back to those days. And we sing, ships and run down to the field. Blind will see, the sick will heal. Ships and everybody dance and sing. Rejoice for the wonders it will bring. It will bring. Expected automatic change in some kind of painless rearrange. And we sang, ships in, run down to the field. The blind will see, the sick will heal. Ships in, everybody, dance and sing. Rejoice for the wonders it will bring. Ships in, run down to the field. Blind will see, sick will heal. Ships in, everybody, dance and sing. Rejoice for the wonders it will bring.
For Peter Show. Hey, Brother Matt.
Hey,
how you doing?
Excellent, excellent. You know, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah, almost done with clean you wear.
Yeah, like, flying
for
by.
For what, right? Let me think. 57 days, no liquor.
Man. So, how's it going?
It's a good thing for me.
Cool.
The body's
a little
dead.
Break.
Thank you. That clean you wear. And, but look, you know, I just did a hobble. And well, we're in our 70s.
Mm.
It's happening weather.
Y'all bitching.
Probably the only more happening weather is in Hawaii.
Yeah, paradise.
And we're not totally isolated from Hawaii because...
Aloha.
Yeah, incredible contribution by those software engineers in Estonia with their Skype invent. We got the famous tech. Welcome aboard, Dennis.
The Big Island.
Hey, thank you.
From
thank
the
you.
Big Island, right. What's the name of the town?
He's on Kona side.
Kona, yeah, okay. He's on the safer side, people.
That's right.
Still cross your fingers for him, because we don't want Lava Flow take him out. He's got a lot more music to do. We started the show off with some fucking John Coltrane. We were talking about off-air people with the Thelonious Monk. It's very important 9 months he did with him. And, I was hearing this interview he was doing with a guy about this period. And they want to know about Monk dancing.
Mm. Monk, go off.
But it was during when it was time for Trey to solo, so Trey says he never saw that happen. Oh. He was too busy. You know,
he was doing his own thing.
So off minor, take five, John Coltrane, Thelonious Monk. And then Ships In, Dennis Tech. Dennis, what we want to ask you is, what's your earliest musical recollection?
Oh, my God. You know, I was probably when I was about 3 years old, you know, seeing my mother and my grandmother sit at the piano and play duets.
Well, and you're probably listening, too.
Yeah, sure. And then after that, it was all radio for a while, you know.
This pad where they did the duets, so there was a piano in the living room?
Yeah.
In what town?
This was in, my grandmother lived in Oklahoma, in Bartlesville.
Okay.
Which was a company town of Phillips Petroleum. My grandfather was an engineer at that company, and so they lived down there. And
does the town still exist?
We'd go down and visit. I grew up in Ann Arbor, but we would go down there and visit. And that's probably the first thing I can remember musical to have ever seen.
I'm curious. Does that town still exist?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because my mom grew up in a company town in Wyoming, and when the coal ran out, they just closed it. Wow. She had to move to Peoria.
Wow.
Her brother went to try to check it out, and there's some stuff left in the ground, like some foundation. But it was like, it was called Dines near Hot Springs.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I guess that could happen too with Bartlesville, Oklahoma, but the oil hasn't run out yet.
Yeah. Maybe that's why. okay. So Ann Arbor. Yeah. I didn't know. So you weren't born there, were you?
Yeah, I was born there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're Ann Arbor through and through. Okay.
Yeah.
Cause I know, cause Ronnie told me you're a little bit younger than them, right? But not much.
I'm 5 years younger than Ronnie and Iggy, and 3 years younger than Scotty was, and Scott Morgan and those guys. So going through, junior high and high school, I wasn't in that crowd because...
Five years is a big difference in high school days.
That's a big difference, but I was a fan, I was going to the shows and things like that, And then I sort of met those guys later on in the mid-70s.
Yeah. You said after, hearing the piano duets with your mom and grandma, it was the radio. So the radio in Ann Arbor?
Yeah. Initially, AM radio was great. We had CKLW in broadcasting out of Windsor, Canada. 50,000 watts and they played everything. It was great. And then of course that night you could pick up stuff from Texas and Arkansas and anywhere at night. But during the day it was CKLW mostly. And then a little later on in the early 60s, WKNR, Keener 13. I just had my ear glued to the radio all the time when I was a kid. I just loved it.
What about records? Were your parents big listeners? They have big record collections?
Yeah, they did. It wasn't the kind of stuff that I would have bought, but
sure.
They had sort of light jazz stuff. Stan Getz, Bossa Nova, that kind of thing, and folk music. They listen to things like the Kingston Trio and people like that. We had those records in the house. My dad was into French music too, so he had Leo Ferrer and Edith Piaf and things like that.
Oh, I'll bet you. What about instruments? Was there any instruments in the pad?
Not until I got my guitar.
Okay. Before we get into that, what about school? Did you do the choir or the marching band or shit like that?
Yeah, you know, fifth grade I did, I played cornet in the school band fifth grade. But that's about the same time I started picking up guitar as well.
And how did you get into guitar?
Well, just from listening to the radio, I love rock and roll so much, and especially in the early days, before the British invasion, I was really into surf music. You know, Jan and Dean and the Beach Boys and the Ventures, and that's what got me interested in guitar. And then, of course, when the Beatles came, it just sealed the deal right there.
What about people like Dick Dale? And a link later.
Yeah, you know, I don't remember if he was actually on the radio all that much. I think I became aware of Dick Dale a little bit later. I think in the early days it was
more the vocals.
The Ventures.
Or the Ventures, Ventures was kind of like a U.S. Can I ask you about Shadows? Were you in the Shadows?
I only found out about them later. You know, they were a British band,
and Richards band.
We didn't really find out about them when I was a kid. So, but I was introduced to them later, and picked up all the albums later on.
Yeah, Patchy. How did you get your first guitar?
I just asked my parents. I said, you know, I want to play guitar, and they were good enough to pick up an old acoustic guitar for me to play on, and I started taking lessons.
Yeah, was that the deal? We'll get you a guitar, but you got to take some lessons?
Yeah, I got to take some lessons. Yeah. And so I started taking lessons from Dan Earlywine, who was a guitar player in Ann Arbor, and he was the guitar player in a band called the Prime Movers.
Yeah.
Iggy was the drummer, and Dan's brother Michael, I think, was the keyboard player.
I think Ronnie did some bass player, right? Ronnie did some bass.
For a short time he played bass in that band, and then I think he was replaced by this guy named Bob Sheff. And so Dan was my guitar teacher for about 3 months. I took from Dan, and it. This is when I was 12 years old. I was going up there after school to Herb David Guitar Studio and taking lessons. And he insisted that I learn how to play classical, you know, finger style.
Sure.
And I had to read music. And he was a pretty tough teacher. You know, he would get upset if I didn't, you know,
practice,
work hard and learn the lessons and practice. And I all I was interested in was learning how to play rock and roll songs.
Sure.
And if I learned the lesson well that week, then he would show me a riff or how to play, you know, Walk Don't Run or something like that. and that would be my reward for working hard and learning the lesson. And one week it was exceptionally hard. And I showed up, and I didn't play the lesson well, and I hadn't done my homework. And he just bitched at me about it and said, you know, you're wasting your parents' money, and you're not doing the work, and this and that, and the other thing. And I just said, okay, I quit. I don't want to learn this crap anyway, and I'll just go teach myself. And so I walked out of there after 3 months, and I never took another guitar lesson after that. And
autodidact mode.
Yeah. And then, you know, my parents were good enough to understand that, and they, I think for my 13th birthday, I got an electric guitar and a little amp, and it was a Harmony Bobcat guitar and a little Gibson amplifier with a 10-inch Jensen speaker. And just went on from there.
I'm going to play you Outside from the Dennis Tech Group.
Are you the right height for your height? your mind.
The girls don't know jack shit. Liber 860 is not. The girls don't know jack shit. So stuff and nonsense. Woo!
Thank you.
I wish I could love you in the way that I used to. I wish I could love you in the way that I used to. But I can't even look at you. Oh, I wish I could love you in the way that I used to. But I don't think it's wrong to want someone to look up to. No, I don't think it's wrong to want someone to look up to. I'd rather you sing about it than not sing about it, 'cause I wanna know how you feel about it now. I'd rather you sing about it than not sing about it. Well, I'd rather you sing about it than not sing about it, 'cause we already know. They were thrilled to be there. They were thrilled to be there.
gonna tell you a story. Every man ought to know. If you want some good loving, you gotta start real slow. She gonna love you right. Now if you just treat her right, I'll squeeze her real good. Got to make her feel good. Got to tell her that you love her like you know you should. If you don't treat her right, she won't love you tonight. Now if you practice my method, hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. And you'll be glad every night, now that you treated her right, man. Don't you fuss and fight. You got to make her feel good. Tell her that you love her, even if you know you should. Got to make her feel good, just like a real man should.
And listen to records, you know, and try to figure out what was happening on the record.
You call it a guitar studio. It was like a music school?
It was like a guitar store. He had Herb David was this, he's this weird old guy that built and fixed guitars, and he was mostly into acoustic stuff, and he made mandolins and things like that also. And it was a store and a repair shop, and you could get lessons there.
Okay.
And then but guys would just hang out in there and take guitars off the wall and play them, you know.
Okay, was the teacher still there even though you quit the lessons and you're still hanging out there? Do you still see this guy?
I tried not to, but I did have to see him once in a while.
Did he have a sour ass look on his face?
He did. But the funny thing about that is that I ran into him again years and years later because I had a guitar that, Dan Earlywine ended up becoming a famous guitar builder and repairman, and he had the repair column in Guitar Player magazine and things like that. And he went from teaching how to play guitar to teaching people how to fix guitars.
Okay.
And I had a guitar that I got from Fred Smith. The neck, I broke the neck off. The neck actually separated off at the, thing about those Epiphone Crestwoods is that they had a pretty weak joint at the, where the neck glues onto the body.
Yeah.
And it's pretty easy to pull that neck off. And it had happened a couple of times, so I took the guitar to him to get it repaired. And he didn't remember me, and which was a good thing. And he fixed the guitar so that the neck could never come off again, and it was great. I mean, he did this amazing repair job on it, and it cost like three times what the price I paid for the guitar was originally to get it fixed, but
it's worth it.
He even made a video series of fixing that guitar. It was like number 16 in his repair series of VHS videotapes on how to fix guitars. Yeah.
Well, thanks for that contribution there, Dennis. We heard outside from your Dennis Tech group, Ben Rander and Lee, Ben Lee's got something new outside in. Bilge pump out of Leeds with 5 foot Freebird, wet cigarette out of Canada with leather pipes, Tresk, brand new, something called NA. His name is Alive, the last couple of weeks. Morning Machine, Lucy Lee, brand new, Soul Banger, England, too. Guided by Voices, Queen Parking Lot, Bob Pollard, with more and more out of date. And finally, Roy Head and Friends, Treat Her Right, which is a prod you were involved with. What was your first gig, Dennis?
Just played, I had a band in junior high. I guess we were probably about 14 and 13 or 14 years old. We played at somebody's party.
What was the name of this band?
We called the band the Inducers.
Okay.
Because we thought we would induce people to vomit. And I played rhythm guitar, which meant just strumming chords. On an electric guitar, and
still an important job. Look at Tom Fogerty.
Yeah, and the lead guitar player we had in the band was this other kid from school named Roger Miller.
Oh wow!
And he went on to Boston to form a band called Mission of Burma.
Sure. You know, Roddy told me about going to his parents would let people come over and hang out and shit. I guess they were teachers or professors.
Yeah. They were a music family, you know. And he had a couple of younger brothers that were fraternal twins, and they later played with Ron in Destroy All Monsters.
Okay, wow. Small world.
They were Larry and Ben, and the Miller twin. They call them the Miller twins.
I think Roger Nell's in he's Vermont or New Hampshire. Or something. He's kind of out in the woods.
Is he?
Yeah.
I haven't seen or heard from him in a while.
We had him on the show a couple months ago. Beautiful guy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, beautiful guy. So what happened with the Inducers?
Well, it just sort of, you know, we mostly just practiced in my parents' basement, you know. And in Michigan, we didn't have garage bands; we had basement bands because it was usually too cold to play out in anybody's garage.
And here we don't have basements.
Right.
So when the earthquake comes, all bats fly right off. Okay, so the you get out of high school. Do you get in some band? You probably have to make some choices. Am I going to? Because you end up becoming a doctor, right?
Eventually, yeah. I was in a couple other bands in high school. One of them was called Susie and the Pimps, and And this girl at our high school, Susie, was the singer, and it was an 8-piece band, and it was doing like crazy novelty stuff, you know, like Bonzo Dog Band songs, and they had electric clarinet and things like that. It was just crazy. I got kicked out of that band for being too assertive. I wanted to change the direction of the band and being the new guy, that didn't go over very well. I remember coming home from school one day and seeing the band van driving away from my house down the street, like from my parents' house, with my amp and in the driveway. They just left it in the driveway and drove off. That was how I knew I was.
Right, that's the message. The metaphor, the allegory. What a cruel bunch of motherfuckers. And it's funny, you know, it's her pimps. Usually it's one pimp.
Yep.
So, whole lot of, yeah, Lucy. Man.
Yeah, so when I finished high school, I worked in car factory for a summer and building Chevy Novas on the assembly line. And saved that. The money was fantastic in those days, and saved enough money to leave. So I, in 1971, I packed up and left Ann Arbor, and I went to Australia.
What made you think of Australia?
It was the farthest away place that I could find on the map.
And so you land there, like, you don't know any people there?
I didn't know anybody there, but I applied to go to college there. I had a pretty stellar academic record in high school and very high grades on the SATs. And at that time in Australia, they had a quota of 10% foreign students in their in the state universities, and so I fit into that profile, and most of the other foreign students were Asian, but I qualified for that, so I got into the university there and went to medical school.
That's so funny, you know, because Australia kind of is in Asia.
Yeah, look, more so all the time.
We're at the end of the first hour, February 26, 2020. Special guest, Dennis. Hold tight for hours two. February 26, 2020. It's the second hour of the Walk from Pedro show.
Thank you. I like my face so much I wear it every day. And I've come to appreciate this smile. Won't you kiss it slowly and tell me if I'm old? Read these songs you've written on my mind. And I am just an image till you smudge me. And you're a movie that I touch. Trading these messages for an ending. Why don't we kill this feeling? Interrupted 27 times or more by the details trapped beneath your lips. A machine protecting its own vulnerable cause from your story mixing with my myth. And I am just an image till you smudge me. And you're a that I touch, trading these messages for an ending. Why don't we kill this feeling with our love?
for Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with John Henry's Hammer, Dennis Tech, and the Godoys. How do you pronounce that?
Yeah, that's right, Godoys.
And they're two brothers, right?
Yeah, they're identical twins.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, in fact, they're so identical that they share a common mind.
Wow. Okay. Healers after that, Dark Light, M.B. Jones, Poussant, Behave Yourself, Deutsch Ashram out of Holland with Come On, Kind of Pigeon out of Milano, and The Nest of the Pigeon King, Jerk Graham, they were on the show last week, Cloud Builder, in fact, Derek was jamming with you.
Brother. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of pedals.
He was afraid he was going to have to do without the pedals, and I said, you can bring the pedals. Now, you know, when I was a boy, that would never be a question. Nowadays, even bass players want to have their pedals. Yeah, what do you think about that? What was the first pedal you bought, Dennis?
Oh, God.
Because there wasn't a lot in the old days, right? There was the Fuzz Face.
Yeah, yeah. I can't really remember what the first one was. The first pedal combination that I consistently used was an MXR Dynacomp and a Crybaby.
A compressor and a Wow Wow.
Yeah, that's all. That was pretty much it. I mean, I never really went through a fuzz box or anything like that.
No, you got it out of the amp, right? You drive the amp hard.
Drive the amp hard. Yeah. That was my main thing, and then just I found out that with that Dynacomp and the using the wah-wah pedal as a treble boost,
yeah,
you could really cut through.
Sure. Andre Vita out of Berlin with Just an Image and Angie Pepper, Kiss Me Sailor. I'm curious about that.
Yeah, I put that one in for you.
Okay.
Angie was my first wife, and. Okay. Yeah, and we did a lot of music together, and she was originally in a band called The Passengers,
in Australia.
Yeah.
Okay, so while you're going to school, you're still doing the music.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, great. Well, you would think that med school and all that stuff take up a lot of your time, but you still made time for music. That's bitching.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I didn't watch a lot of TV for one thing, and. A lot of other guys in medical school go out on a boat on the weekend or play golf or something like that. I'm just in the practice room. You know, I'm sweating in the rehearsal room, and or I'm in the books. And it was one or the other, and not much time for anything else. Of course, I had to work. I had to work part time too. But
what kind of gigs were those like?
You won't believe this, but I actually worked an evening shift at a glue factory.
Okay. I believe it.
You know how they make that stuff? They
render animals, right?
That's right, exactly. So it's everything that the slaughterhouse has as leftovers that they're not going to put in the butcher shop or the meat market.
Yeah.
You know, like the feet or the, like they call them a face plate. They just cut the face off the cow.
Horse face.
This company, they had semi-truck loads of this stuff coming in every day. Just dump it in a big pile out
there.
It
smells real good.
and we just render it into gelatin and make some of it went to make adhesives, and then some of it went to make jello.
Neat.
Gelatinous. Slotsky.
Yeah, that's where jello comes from, man.
I believe it. Yeah, it's making me a little hungry, but maybe not so much. But it is making me think of Brother Matt and Spin Cycle.
Oh, cool.
So, Dennis, welcome. Brother Matt.
Thank
and
you.
Spin Cycle.
Cool.
mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. Mama's in the kitchen cooking dinner real nice. Deep stew on the stove, low mess and in with the ice. We don't drink and we sing all day. Kani kapi lie in the old Hawaiian way. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. Go grandma's house on the weekend, clean your cars. If we don't go, grandma gotta work hard. Yeah. You know my grandma, she like the boy real sour. I love my grandma every minute, every hour on the island. We do it island side. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side.
Knock her, more baby knock her too. Am I sit down in Fiji land. Nisa Yandra too, I sit down in Fiji land. Everybody, ay, 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 hear me talking about a coconut man. Ay, 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 hear me talking about one big Fijian. Joe Navis, Robbie Kahola too. My lips are unquiet. See my Fanoi Moana. Oh, he's my fishing guy. Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay,
ay, me, baby, now. In the coconut. Kiss me till I can't stand it all. Oh, love, pretty baby. Oh, everybody, dance. Ay, 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 been sick at home, and I did not know what to do. Find some music, put it on. Oh, honey, and it changed my mood. Had me sing, ay, ay, ay. Ay, 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 ay,
Brother Matt.
Mahalo.
Of course, Wyatt's got the fucking monitor on. 18 years. You know, come May, we're at 19 years, brother.
Man, yeah.
650 shows.
Cool.
Criming.
So it was, sounds
a, what, it was what, May something, right?
Yeah, May something.
Sometime in May, people, we can celebrate our 19th.
11th or something like that.
Yeah. 11th?
I think something. Okay. So.
It wasn't Secret of Miles. It wasn't that clever.
Yes, those people take
what was behind today's spin cyclist?
Dennis in the islands, on the big island, so I wanted to get some island sounds.
Thank you, Dennis, for inspiring Brother Matt with some cyclist.
Flashback to taking a copter on the big island, taking a trip around there, and they had some soundtrack in the headphones. I couldn't quite identify, but I knew all the tunes, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's Sublime.
You know, helicopters are loud.
Yeah.
Okay. I've only been in on them twice. Once was a pressurized cockpit, so it wasn't as loud. Mm. The other one, I had to wear headphones. Dennis, you've done helicopter stuff, right? Ronnie told me about in Montana, they bring you where there's no hospitals.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was in the Navy for almost 10 years, and I was always assigned to Marine units when I was in the Navy, so I had a lot of helicopter flying, you know, around with the Marines, and helicopters are great. They're dangerous, but they're great.
Kobe can tell.
Yeah.
Oh man, so I was there. They are weird. They don't have the momentum, you know, like an airplane. You feel this push. They don't have them. They're like the Hachidori, the bumblebee. Kind of thing.
Yeah, they don't really want to fly, you know, and the only reason they can fly is because this incredibly complicated system is in perfect balance that allows that to happen, and if one thing goes wrong, you're in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, you know, they don't glide very well.
No. But I heard if you lose the motor, the rotor can act like a wing. It'll bring you down.
Yeah, as long as the transmission is intact.
Yeah, right. let's get back to the music. While you were going to school and you're doing the music, you were in some bands, right?
Yeah. I, of course, wherever you go, you look for people to play music with. And when I first got there, you meet people and they would invite you to their band practice, and you would show up, and you do that enough times. Finally, you run into people that you can get along with, and have a similar sort of feeling for the music with, and that's what happened in Australia. I ended up with a band called TV Jones, which was the immediate precursor to Radio Birdman. And,
yeah, you guys share similar members, right?
Well, yeah. I ended up getting fired from TV Jones myself.
Too assertive?
And then...
Was it the same problem as the pimp band?
That was a different thing. It was... we'd been, you know, TV Jones had been together for a couple of years, and we weren't really getting anywhere, you know, we weren't getting paid, and it was a great band. I mean, I was the singer in that band and also played guitar, and I think that we were doing stuff that nobody else was doing, but it wasn't going over very well, So the guys wanted to get somebody that would be more commercial in there, and that was their motivation was, you know, we want to get money out of this and be popular, and we can't do that with Dennis, so we have to get somebody else.
Okay, that's kind of fucking lame. But at least you didn't fucking bend over for him, so I'm trying.
I had the last laugh on that, though.
Okay. So the Radio Birdman, I mean, the name of the band, it comes from here in 1970, wrong?
Yeah, that's right.
But you know about radio, you know about 1970, though.
Ronnie told me it was that the actual lyric is radio buzzing up above.
Oh.
That's how it was written.
Okay.
And it sounds like burning.
Yeah.
Or that we got Birdman out of that.
Okay. So it was you, because I thought you would know. I thought it was one of those guys. Okay. But you know what? I heard several stories about Stooges' lyrics from those guys. Actually, Scotty told me Down on the Street was Down on the Beach. And one time at Prac, Scotty told me, told Ig, hey, Ig, there ain't any beach around here.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right. And, you know, and if you listen to that, to the Funhouse box set where they have all the outtakes.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
It's different every time.
Yep, you're right. You're right. The CD, you know, it's going to come out on vinyl. 15 records.
Wow.
Yeah, this was like a, what was it, 5 or 6 CDs? Well, it's going to be 15 LPs, vinyl LPs.
Wow.
All the Funhouse takes. Hank Rollins had he had me write some liner note, a paragraph in there.
Oh, cool.
And I told him we would have no movement without this band.
So right.
I really like that Radio Birdman album. That's a great album. And in fact,
the first one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And
thank you.
When much respect. When I first time I went to Australia was with Porno for Pyros, and those guys got back together, and something. I was told that the drummer had to take lessons to learn how to play drums again or something.
Wow.
Is that true?
What, our band?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, that's not true. That's what we were told. Do you remember? It was called the Big Day Out. It was a festival. They no longer have it, but.
Yeah. That was the motivation for us to get back together, was to play the Big Day Out.
You know what I'm talking about, 1995.
96.
I'm sorry.
The band had existed until 1978. We broke up in 78 after we lost our deal with Sire. And, so we'd been out of it for 15 years or something like that. We'd had all been playing still, because I had my solo band and Rob had the New Christs, and Chris was in the Hitmen, so everybody was playing, and sometimes on each other's records too, but not together as Radio Birdman. And then in '96, Ken West offered us a bunch of money, as Scotty might say, a suitcase full of cash, to get back together and play at the Big Day Out. So we agreed to do that, even though, you know, there was still a lot of bad blood between members at that point.
Oh, there was. So it wasn't just losing the deal. Okay.
Yeah. No, that losing the deal was the final nail in the coffin, but it was headed in a very bad direction already.
Well, I watched every one of those gigs. I was with the Dirty Three and Nick Cave and those guys, Tricky.
Yeah.
I made sure I watched Radio Birdman every time. It was. I mean, I have a thing for, you know, later on with James Williamson, the Beast of Bourbon's opened up.
Yeah.
And I watched them. Yeah, the Australians know how to do rock and roll pretty good.
Yeah, they do. They do. They if you ever get into their the rock and roll that was made there in the 60s.
Uh-huh.
It's a pretty amazing body of work, really. I mean, with bands like the Master's Apprentices and the Loved Ones and the Missing Links and the Easy Beats, of course, are the most famous.
Right.
But there's a lot of great bands in the 60s in Australia.
And they had big love for Stooges.
Oh, man, yeah.
You know? I remember the first time I went there, I saw on the sidewalk play some fucking Stooges. Somebody had carved it in the... You wouldn't see that in Pedro. Maybe nowadays.
Well, you didn't... when I first arrived there, you didn't see it either.
Okay.
The Stooges albums had been released there,
uh-huh.
but hadn't gone anywhere and never got any radio play, and nobody really knew about them. And you could easily find these albums in the used record store for 50 cents, and Funhouse and the first album. And every time I saw them, I bought them and handed them out to people. And I said, you need to listen to this.
Oh, man, that's great. That's beautiful, really, Dennis.
Yeah, it's like a Jehovah's Witness going from door to door, except instead of all along the watchtower, I handed out Stooges out.
I wish to have that kind of Jehovah's Witness knock on my door. Here, listen to this.
We're at the end of the second hour. Red Brother Man. February 26, 2020, special guest at Des Tech. Hold tight for hour three. February 26, 2020, it's the third hour of the Watford Peter O'Show.
Rest in peace, rock and roll. Rest in peace, rock and roll.
Take a chance, and if we're treading on thin ice, then we might as well dance. So I'll play the fool till I get my fill. Just try to get this rock up to the top of this hill. Do it till you're sick of it. Do it till you can't do it no more. La 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 la. You know your friends don't pity you. I guess that's what they're for. But they'll take you like they found you when they find you on the floor. But you do it till you're sick of it. You do it till you can't do it no more.
Revealed with each layer of sight.
Bob from Pedro Show. We started the third hour off with Power Train. Scott Morgan, great singer. And also very wise when it comes to which kind of hat to wear. He is quite...
Oh, yeah.
He knows how to wear the hats. R.I.P. R&R. That's something live, right? That was a gig?
Yeah, that was a gig.
You know, speaking of... Now, most gigs I did with those guys, Ronnie Warsh, a jacket he got from you.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. That camouflage jacket that he used to wear.
He loved that jacket. It had like a skull on the back. I mean, not originally.
Yeah.
It got added.
Yeah, that was one of my jackets I gave him.
Yeah, he told me it was from you, and that's why I liked it. He's a huge fan of yours. And then, you know, Scotty told me, as far as guitar playing, you were the closest to the Ronnie way of playing.
Well, that's a huge honor for him to say that, and
yeah, true.
I am humbled by that.
It means a lot, man. So both those Ashton brothers spoke very, very highly of you. Big respect. Let me say the rest of the songs. Crane with Whatever Happened. Cucina Povera. What's that? Cooked pepper. Salvia. Savatrix. Peter Lochner. Do It. Me and Hans the Champions. Louis Cole. Mario DeSandro with Two Lovers. He was at the gig last week.
Oh, man.
And New Race, November 22nd, 1963. Something like... Where is that? Is that from the Starwood?
No, that's... that was in Sydney.
Oh, yeah, because you guys did a tour, right?
Yeah.
New Race.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dennis Thompson playing drums and...
Yeah,
and,
but Dennis
and,
played
and
this
Ron.
Group too, but I think it was called New Order.
Yeah, the New Order was the band that Ronnie and Dennis were in in the early 70s. And that was sort of what he did between when the Stooges finished and then he started Destroy All Monsters later. The New Order was in between there.
Yeah, he told me about the gig for the big record deal and the singer ate a bunch of downs or somebody gave it to him and ruined everything. It was terrible. But the same rhythm section as New Race.
Different bass player in the New Race. We didn't have Jimmy Recca. We had Warwick Gilbert from Birdman.
That's right. They had Jimmy Recca. And Jimmy Recca did a little bit of Stooges, too.
Yeah.
One time that guy,
he
wrote me a real mean email once. He's like, God, I didn't mean to do anything wrong.
Well, yeah. The New Race, that was sort of a band that we put together after Birdman had done a third album, and we recorded it at the same time that we were being dropped from Sire, and if Seymour Stein hadn't have had so many things going on at the same time and dealing with so many bands that were getting cut from the label at the same time, he probably would have canceled that recording session. But nobody crossed it off. So we showed up and spent 3 weeks at Rockfield and recorded another album when we shouldn't have. And then there was no band and no way to release it. So that album sat on a tape for 3 years, and then we wanted to put it out and we wanted a band to tour with to promote it, and that was the reason that we put this band, the New Race, together. And I called Ron and he was up for it, and Scotty was going to be the drummer but canceled at the last minute, and Ron said, I can get Dennis, how would that be? And we said, fine.
Yeah, wow. I want to play something here called The Human Being Lawnmower. And it's when you were helping Brother Wayne Kramer, right? And Dennis Thompson.
Yeah. Yeah, I did the Asia Pacific part of the MC5 reunion tour.
Okay, let's listen.
Looking through the disguise of life, I peered into the vortex, a delicate balance between rhythm and song. The bands conceal an ocean bright and green, adrift with manatee and treble-crested dugong, a forgotten lyric from a forgotten song. Old Georgie McBuzzin, he was the octopus's cousin, when so different he was to that claim. A squid, it is said, is not the same. The mermaid dancing to squid song twirled her navel jewel where chakra was. The guitar, bass, and drums sent powerful Morse code to the multicolored confetti of rhythmic gold sand back to the land. Walking through the rubble, calling to the night, pondering the ways of how to make it right. I look up and I see the ground. Reality is all that it seems, cutting through the fog to pierce the dreams. With a hey nani nani and a crustacean claw, not from the dulcimer vision I once saw. Furry wolves and melted hearts, like the mighty Ganesh, overcomer of obstacles, speakers, we floral pattern. Out of this world.
but the mighty silent seabirds have their say. Fresh sushi, carried in their beaks of clay. A fortnight's ride from yesterday. 100 gatherers' worth for a fisherman's day's pay.
Thank you.
Bob from Pedro Show, last music for this edition. DKT MC5, the human being lawnmower. R. Elizabeth after that, every and all we voyage on. Dan Jones and the Squids. Beach, please. A.B. Norman, My Way, just south of Bawa. That's Brother Phil up there at Big Bear.
Yeah.
And finally, Penny Eichinger?
Eichinger,
yeah. Of course I fucked it up. With Gold Rush. What's that project, Dennis?
Yeah, Penny is a singer-songwriter from Melbourne that I've done a lot of work with over the years. That's just another thing, you know, another thing you do.
Right, right.
She's great.
And what about right in the moment, right now? What is Dennis Keck doing?
This very second, yeah, I am.
You're talking a lot. Okay, maybe not this very second. Maybe like in the frame of 2020, musically, what do you got planned?
I got working on a new project with Williamson.
Whoa! Because you guys did some acoustic versions of Kill City stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we did an acoustic EP with two Kill City songs and two Raw Power songs that he wanted to do in acoustic versions. And, you know, we did that.
You know what he told me he wrote when they were in London writing them songs. He said they were written on acoustic guitar.
Yeah, yeah. That's what he told me as well. And, you know, he chose the songs he wanted to do on that EP and asked for my help to do it. And so we worked together on that. That was a lot of fun.
Well, what's this stuff you're going to do now?
This is going to be an album of all new originals.
Oh, wow.
And
you're writing songs together?
Yeah, we wrote the songs together and there's a couple other lyricists involved, but mostly it was me and James writing. And, so it'll be a new album.
Wow. I can't wait to hear.
I can't say too much about it yet.
That's okay.
But I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be pretty good.
Where can people find you on the internet?
DennisTeck.com.
Okay, people, that's DennisTeck.com. And wow, that's some big news. I can't wait to hear. You got anything else musically coming?
I'm going to Australia for a couple of shows in May.
Okay.
And
what do you do when you go there? You got some regular guys you play with, or do you bring Hawaii people? Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, and Birdman is sort of on hold at the moment. We don't have a drummer. The drummer that we had got a better offer somewhere else, so he has not been available for us. And so we're kind of on hold now until we find somebody else to fill in on drums.
Now this guy ain't the original guy.
You can't get just anybody. I mean, it's
sure.
the stuff we do is very has a very particular drum requirement, and not everybody can do it.
Yeah. But still, the other guys, they're... So basically, what do you do? You play your tunes over the years, or is there going to be a new Birdman album?
No plans for a new Birdman album. It's when we go out, it's like... You know, we just play stuff from the back catalog that people want to hear.
Okay.
And you know, to keep it interesting for us, we always include a couple of different new covers whenever we do another tour. We like playing covers.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are interpreters.
Yeah.
Can I ask you this? But pretend I was a little bit even more younger than you. And I was asking you for advice about this music racket. What would you tell him or him?
I would say get a job so that you can pay your rent and then you can make any music you want to make.
So it's like kind of have a kind of an autonomy where you can be creative without having to worry about being commercial.
Yeah, you don't want to have to conform to somebody's idea of a marketing plan so that you know to pay your rent.
Sure.
The music is so hard that just get a job, and there's still plenty of time to make music. I've proved that. So you can do that, and then you can make the music you want to make without compromising.
Yeah.
That's where the joy is in it.
Sure. That's the freak flag fly. Dennis, it's been a great honor to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Yeah, very cool.
Brother
Mahalo.
Matt, thank you for your always
Mahalo.
Essential
yes,
in and
certainly.
People,
pleasure.
It's been the February 26, 2020 edition of Wapedro Show. Keep your powder dry.
Cool.